Good morning, everybody. I was telling the servers back there, I said, you ever have one of those days where you wake up and you just think, I could run a marathon right now? And no. Well, that's what I'm feeling like. I don't know why I got all this energy today. But anyway, praise the Lord that he is so good. Today, Jesus tells us you got to be salt, you got to be light. And I just was thinking a little bit about that and like some of the functions of salt and some of the functions of light and what that might mean for us as followers of our Lord, members of his body. The first thing about salt. Salt, of course, in the time of Jesus, was a very precious commodity. As a matter of fact, the word salary comes from the same Latin word as salt. In Spanish, the word is sal. But it's because people used to pay people with salt. It was such an important thing, and it was hard to come by. And one of the reasons was because they didn't have refrigerators and all that sort of thing. And so, of course, we know salt has a preservative power, you know. And you would stick salt onto the meat or something, and it would cure it. It would preserve the meat. It would kill various bacteria, and it would kind of prevent various rotting and decaying. And think about what that might mean for us. Like, that salt has a preservative power. And then Jesus says, you be salt. I think it's because, like, we're supposed to preserve what is good, holy, beautiful, and true. We're supposed to preserve all that is of God. In a world that seems to be rotting away, the morals and things of the culture, and rot, but like you and me, it's our job to preserve what is good and what is of God. And somebody said that the best way that we can deal with the rotting and the brokenness of our world is to be a saint. Be a saint. And you will have helped so much to preserve the Lord, the faith, everything that is good by being a saint. And so people say, Father, you like to do all those, you know, traditional things. You know, we'll have the St. Blaise bless you. I like to preserve tradition because it's so important. It was given to Jesus, by Jesus to us. It is part of our rich deposit of faith. We preserve it all. We should preserve and treasure everything. You know, all that our Lord has taught and that we've inherited down through the generations. Okay, salt also heals. In the times of Jesus, they would put salt in wounds, you know. And it would kill the bacteria that was in the wounds. It would stop the bleeding. It would kind of prevent infections and all those sorts of things. And so they would throw salt into the wound. Then Jesus says, "You be salt." That means that we're supposed to help the healing power, or we're supposed to bring some sort of healing power to this world. We're supposed to help heal. There's so much brokenness, so much mess. You'd be proud of our fifth graders. On Wednesday, we went to St. Francis Hospital to learn about Catholic hospitals. The chaplains got to talk to the kids. But of course, we went to Chick-fil-A because I was driving the bus. And while we were there, we were all waiting for our food. And on the other side of the restaurant, there was one of the employees had a tray full of food. And then somebody accidentally sort of like backed up, and the tray just went everywhere. And two of our kids, and one of them is right over here, Jael, without being told or even asked, they saw it happen, and immediately they got up and got some napkins and helped clean up. Isn't that wonderful? Like there's a problem. I can help fix it. I can help. There's a mess. I can help heal it. And that should be like our instinct. The first reading says, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed, take care of the homeless, clothe the naked. Like, these are the works of mercy, the seven works of corporal works of mercy, the spiritual. When we do these, we are being salt. We're helping the healing of our world. I think it's a good thing for us to kind of like pray through, like, how am I contributing to the wounds of others? And how am I contributing to the healing of others? You know, the healing of this world, and to be salt there. Now, when you put salt into a wound, it hurts. And that's true. with the gospel. Sometimes we Catholics, we don't rewrite the Bible. We don't change the teaching of Jesus. Praise God that we belong to this church because we hold on to all that is true that God has given us. Like, it hurts sometimes when people hear it. They're like, ooh, that's hard. The cross is hard, you know? But that's still, it's the healing power nonetheless. Like, and so sometimes when we share the teachings of our church, it might hurt people. Or they might kind of be like, ooh, that's a little hard. But it's okay, because it will heal in the long run, you know? Salt also, of course, flavors, you know? Try to eat mashed potatoes without salt, it doesn't work too well, you know? And salt makes the world better. It makes the plate richer. And Jesus says, be salt. Which means we're supposed to add a little spice to this world. We're supposed to live life. There's that old saying, life is a banquet and most poor people are starving to death. We're supposed to live. And look at the contributions of our church to the culture of our world. It is, the Catholic Church invented the first hospitals, the first schools, universities, the Catholic Church, the homeless shelters, orphanages, like all that we do is so beautiful. And all of the beautiful buildings like this across the world and the architecture, the scientific contributions of our church. The Catholic Church invented atomic theory, genetic theory, Big Bang theory. All that is thanks to the Catholic Church. We are the salt and we add such a zest to the, like, could you imagine? Life without Jesus is like sleepwalking through life. And you bring Jesus into it, it's like, oh, you know, that's delicious. And like, that's how we're supposed to be, like, contribute to all that sort of thing. And I guess the last thing I'd say is salt has a nutritional value. You need it. As much as we eat too much of it. You know, I think I ate a little too much last night. Way too much sugar, that's for sure. Maybe that's where my energy came from today. I don't know. But anyway, like, there is a nutritional value. You need salt. We need sodium. And Jesus said, be the salt. That means you and I are supposed to be what somebody needs for the health of their soul and the health of their life. Then you think about light. This will be fast. Light brings light, you know, and into the darkness there's like a glow. It brings comfort and warmth, you know, all those sorts of things. But I was thinking of this one reality of light. I was listening to a podcast yesterday on exorcisms, and I was on my way to Plainfield. It was wonderful. And the priest, Father Vincent Lampert, the diocesan exorcist, he was talking about how, he says, you know, you imagine like a room that's dark and there's bugs in there. Turn on the light, the bugs hide. Bring the light close enough, they leave. And he says, it's the same with the evil powers of this world. It's the same with the evil spirits, the demons, whatever you want to call it. Like, you bring light, they leave. And you and I are supposed to be saints, which means that when we walk into a room, goodbye, the devil says, I'm out of here. I can't coexist with you. Where the Holy Spirit is, the devil can't be. They just don't work together. And so the devil has to leave. And that's awesome because you and I are to be the light. We, wherever we walk, wherever we go, we glow. And the devil leaves that place. And it should be that way in our houses, in our friendships, our relationships, our workplaces, everything in our life. That you and I, we walk in there and the devil is like, I can't be here because you're a saint. I gotta go. The last thing I'm going to tell you. Okay. I left my salt shaker at St. Vincent, so this is actually pepper. But anyway, salt that is left in the shaker is useless. A candle that is not burning is useless. When you use it, it goes down. It decreases. And both the candle and the salt shaker, it decreases. And isn't that supposed to be us? When we live our life as salt and light, we will decrease so that he will increase. We decrease that he may increase. And having salted the earth with all those different ways, having brought light to throughout our whole life, when we burn down to the very end, that is when our dear Lord will say, Well done, good and faithful servant. Now share with me eternal life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.